parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. First responders arriving at the scene of a Russian missile attack on homes in Odessa, Ukraine, were themselves struck by a second missile. A paramedic and an emergency services worker among 14 people killed. The Dow down 101 points. More details, srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. With a frontal system approaching, we've got an increasing chance of rain and thunderstorms again today from time to time. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, especially this afternoon and this evening. Today's high in the upper 70s. The rain will end in the overnight hours tonight. Tonight's low 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are very small during the daytime hours. Saturday's high in the mid-70s. Then another round of scattered showers from time to time on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler by Monday. In fact, we could see some patchy frost late Monday night into early Tuesday with lows in the mid-30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The SLE Rodeo gets underway today and runs through Sunday. It's the greatest show on dirt, bringing in some of the best cowboys and cowgirls in the country. The rodeo is hosted by the Southeastern Livestock Exposition, a nonprofit organization that supports Alabama's youth through scholarships. The state of Alabama reached a $220 million settlement with two opioid distributors on Thursday. The case was successfully settled after more than a year and a half of litigation. The state will share the settlement funds with local governments and public hospitals. The Alabama Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Thursday in a 2020 wrongful death case at Jackson Hospital in Montgomery. Attorneys for the plaintiff argued some of Governor Kay Ivey's proclamations during the COVID pandemic were unconstitutional and exceeded her emergency authority. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Let's see if we can do something.
Okay. Good afternoon. Good morning. And we're back. Allison?
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Scott Beeson. I told you he wouldn't.
Well, it's a storm. It's probably the storm anyway. Allison was pointing like crazy.
Did you not see my elbow?
I did, but I just didn't know if you were, because I was looking at Sky and he wasn't pointing either, so it's all good.
I was waiting on the all clear from Allison.
No, I don't know what was happening.
See, when I give you the... All right, forgive
me. Okay, yeah, what does your thumb mean?
That means, are you ready or not? Because I can't tell. I'm looking for a thumbs up back, and then I'll give you the go.
Oh, okay, so you need a thumb.
Yeah, if I'm not clear that you're paying attention, I'm going to put this up.
Okay,
I'm gotcha. I'm looking for you to return that, call and respond, and then we'll continue. Because that means, are you good?
Well... Scott was just chit-chatting away, so I couldn't put my thumb up because I had to start throwing my hands around to get him to pay attention.
She started throwing hands.
I thought she was going to fly off for a minute.
He just doesn't like to listen to women.
I know.
Did you say something?
I don't think it's just women, Allison. So
don't listen to anybody. Well, Greg Phillips has stopped by for a second. We were talking about some of the political ongoings here in the state of Alabama, but that will be for another time or another part of the show. Let's go back to Haiti. You remember the Haiti stories the last couple of days? Haiti is a disaster. Is it one of the countries that Donald Trump got in trouble for calling crap holes?
Yes.
What is it in the leftist definition today?
You mean, what do the leftists call it?
Yeah, I mean, if it's not a crap hole country, what is it?
Well, I would think they would say it's awesome because it's decolonized. This is exactly what we want.
Shining beacon of progress
in
the Caribbean.
Yes, there's no colonization.
There's no oppression. It's freedom.
Except for the cannibals.
Freedom for all. There's a story out that... This is interesting. And we know some people that may be involved in some of these similar activities. John Hayward has a story that says American missionaries trapped in Haiti pleaded for rescue earlier in the week, reporting constant gunfire around their hideaway and corpses rotting in the streets. Does corpses still mean dead bodies?
I think
peoples.
Corpse eye.
Corpses were everywhere. The group's leader said the only assistance they have received from the Biden administration was advice. You want the advice?
Duck.
Be safe.
It's about as useful. Is this the group that Representative Corey Mills went in and rescued?
I don't know.
So Corey Mills is a congressman.
I saw someone say that some of them have been rescued. There's got to be a number of missionaries there, though. I don't know which group is which. Jill Dolan of the group Love a Neighbor, is that who? Does that ring a bell?
I don't know.
Said of the response she received from the U.S. Embassy when she asked for help getting her family out of Haiti. Okay, well, that's not really helpful is what she said to be safe. See, my worldview, what I thought about America was you're off being a missionary or whatever. You're on the island. The dinosaurs are about to get you because you were at
Jurassic Park.
And then who rolls up at the very end and saves you? They can come onto the shore. The doggone Marines.
Yeah, but I mean, if there are travel, so one group that was there that was rescued, I know, didn't go over till the end of February. There are travel warnings everywhere. So at what point does the U.S. like, okay, we're not going to risk our assets and our people and
you
our...
You don't want to get your assets shot
you
off.
You don't want to lose your assets.
Right.
And so at what point are you like, look, you took the risk. We told you not to go
there. That's a really good point. That is a really good point.
Say that again.
No, that it really is a good point.
Oh, thank you.
Because I'm not necessarily for rolling up with the Marines onto the shore and fighting everybody back to save the Americans if you were warned.
Right. Things have been deteriorating for a while. It's not like this just all of a sudden happened. Now, apparently this group that I'm familiar with was kind of like, well, I mean, there's always a warning. Mm-hmm. This one's a little different. Mm-hmm. Feels a little different. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of with the... Now, Corey Mills, who's a congressman, apparently spent his own money.
Okay. So not taxpayers.
Fly a mission in to get them out. He rescued, I think there were 10 of them.
So we're allowing that? Because remember, there were people trying to rescue our folks in Afghanistan, and our own government was thwarting some of those efforts.
Right.
So
I think Corey Mills was involved in that, too.
You could just fly into Haiti and fly out. You send in your special forces mercenary team to do that?
I guess. Now, are we still escorting boats from Haiti to the shore of Florida? Apparently, the Coast Guard has
instructions. I think the new one is they're going to take them to Guantanamo Bay to process them.
What if it tips over?
The island? Is that what we're doing? Are we really? Now, Florida has mobilized to say they're not coming to Florida.
I mean,
that's what DeSantis is saying.
Well, I don't know where the federal government, but I read something. Mm-hmm. Of course, sometimes I don't read the whole thing. But something in my brain is saying that the Coast Guard was told to go out and escort the boats to safety.
Mm. Just everybody come on in. It's all good here in America. It's all good. Just how many millions of people can we take from all over the world?
Yeah, we're going to tip over pretty soon.
We're going to tip over too. Yeah.
And they're cannibals. What?
Well, the cannibals are still over there. These are all the nice people. You know as well as
I do. You don't think some of the cannibalism rubs off?
Only the nice people are refugees and stuff. Only the good people. The bad people stayed. I mean, these are the best.
Is there anyone left in jail in South and Central and Mexico of America?
They're here.
Talk about, now there's your parole system right there, buddy.
Mm. How the crime jail, in Venezuela is
north,
going way down.
Keep going until you get your credit card.
We did clear out the prisons in Venezuela, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a great job.
Yeah. Look, they don't have a prison problem like we do. Mm-mm. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe the Alabama Pardon and Parole Board should quit letting people out in Alabama. Say, hey, look, we're going to let you out.
So you're going to Venezuela?
Yeah.
But if we catch you in Alabama...
You got to go.
We're going to, send you to meet your maker.
Now, you could tell me more about this, but... Mm-hmm. There's more that the states could do to prevent these things.
The people getting out of the... Coming in illegally or...
Yes. Like, what can't Alabama do some... If you find someone that's here illegally, can't you, like... Let's see. Where do we really not like? Can't you just ship them to, like, Arkansas?
Yeah, you could take them and put them on a bus, just like Texas and Florida.
I don't know why I chose Arkansas.
And send them somewhere else.
It's a good call.
Yeah, so
we could be doing exactly the same thing that some of these states are doing. If we actually enforce some of our own laws, we could change a couple of laws. And if we find you in the state illegally, then we could, could move you somewhere else. Absolutely, we could.
It would have helped the little girl that got raped in the Mexican bathroom at the Mexican restaurant in Prattville.
It would have. Yeah. Absolutely. It would have
changed her life.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't we do it?
Because we have people who need to hire illegal aliens.
Oh, it all goes back to the workforce, cheap labor.
I mean, think of all the conflicts we've had. Cheap labor is the heart and soul of many conflicts. Mm. I mean, what do you think slavery was? Slavery was cheap labor. Illegal immigration is cheap labor. And the government's involved, and the big boys with the money are involved, and it's about cheap labor.
So that reminds me of a story that I read, Scott, that Tyson Foods, you know, the chicken people?
Mm-hmm.
So Tyson is closing its facility in Perry, Iowa.
Okay.
Iowa,
mm-hmm.
the heart of America, laying off 1,200 workers.
Why would you lay off 1,200 workers in Iowa?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because their plan is to hire thousands of new illegals in states like New York.
Oh, really?
Yes. And this is talking about boycotting Tyson. I mean, they have Jimmy Dean, Hillshire Farms, all these Sara Lee, Ballpark. What the heck is happening? But it's what you're talking about. It's cheap labor. Apparently, they're going to pay him $16.50 an hour,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know. That still seems pretty high. It's not that cheap.
Right.
So they're just choosing illegal aliens.
Over Americans. When their customer base is Americans.
Yep. And we're stupid.
We are.
Because we're going to keep buying those ballpark mm-hmm. Franks.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing we're stupid about is we allowed, and look, I get it. All the right, all the folks on the right are going to say, private business. It is a mistake in a free society to allow the centralization not only of government power, but of economic power. And to have only a handful of big agribusinesses and everybody else is at their mercy mm-hmm. is a mistake.
Because they've blown up all the little chicken farmers.
Yes, they've made it impossible to compete with them. And then they decide the rules and whatever they do. If you want to eat, you go along. I mean, when you read out the list of all the companies that are Tyson Foods, what is there left to buy when it comes to meat?
Not a lot. They've got Brian. I mean, it just goes on. It's kind of like the Anheuser-Busch. You can't just not buy Bud Light.
Yeah, we used to have antitrust laws in this country. But somewhere along the line, the government figured out that it was much easier to control and get on the exact same lockstep with the larger corporation, mega corporation.
With the one corporation. If you got to deal with all the little bugs running around, just let all the little bugs die and hang on to the one bug.
It's especially effective in media.
Oh, absolutely. Media might have been the one that kind of let them figure it all out.
Yeah, yeah, in many ways. That's how we really got behind in the game was when, something like almost 90% of all media is owned by five or six companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why when you see these ha-ha funny videos of the same, the local affiliate television stations, and they're saying the exact same thing. You ever seen one of those videos?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the exact same words. You think that's a coincidence?
No, absolutely not.
Of course not. They all get the same marching orders.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Yep.
So. No doubt
about it. That's what's going on with TikTok, too, is they're not owned by those five or six corporations.
Now you're getting down to the real problem with TikTok.
Yep. That's what's happening.
Control.
It is control.
A little bit outside their control.
Mm-hmm. And really, if you're making me choose between the CCP and the American government of who I would rather have.
Who are you going to trust, Allison?
I mean, I don't know. I might trust the CCP more. At least they're honest about their intentions.
Well, they want to take over the world and, yeah. we're communists.
Yeah. I mean, at least they aren't liars.
Give them a couple of points for that. Yeah. Why not?
No, I mean, I can't disagree with all that.
It's really scary what's happening.
Yeah, the fourth estate in the United States has become the fifth column. It really has.
Oh.
And it's diabolical, their intentions.
And they don't plan on stopping.
No,
and anytime
don't.
There is something that's outside of their control, they come to crush it. And then if you start looking into to the government subsidizing, developing, funding, I guess that's subsidizing, a bunch of these social media platforms,
what's that about?
All of a sudden you think, good gracious. They run everything. They tell us what we can talk about. Tell us what we can think. Tell us what we consider. Old TikTok's out there putting some conservative little dinky videos, and man, that's got to be shut down.
You know what that means, though?
What?
We might be winning.
And they might be panicking?
Yeah.
Maybe so. Democrat Dale up on the other side, so we'll have Lunchbox Bob as well. We'll be back.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to the specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd, on the Wetumpka Highway.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections. Help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair, Lady of Liberty, is with us. So is Sky and everyone else helps make the program run. Let's get out to your phone calls. Democrat Dale, welcome back. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Notice somebody's missing a day. I always look forward to getting out of court and turning on the show and hearing the ladies' voices, and I guess Allison's having to carry the show by herself today.
She is. She's doing all the work, Democrat Dale.
It's exhausting.
It's tough.
It's really just putting up with Scott and, like, keeping him on task, making sure he gets to news.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, and we appreciate it out here in Radio Land.
That's a nice Democrat. Thank you.
Three things real fast. The illegals coming here now are a lot of the high percentage of them are criminal elements. We're not getting people who just want to come here and work and have a better life. More and more, we're getting straight criminals and thugs, and it's a high percentage of them. So the yes, we do benefit for some cheap labor, but the offset on crime and the services we're having to pay for babies' mamas and the shoplifting and the burglary and drug sales it doesn't offset it. On the pardon and parole boards, the pardon and parole boards was used to help alleviate prison overcrowding. They were paroling people who should never be out of prison ever. Now, that's not what they are now. The ones that's down there now are not paroling anybody, and they shouldn't be jumped
okay.
on.
The
ones that's there now, you're not getting parole. And then on the phone service in the state prisons, I've got a couple federal prosecutors to help me call. The same runaround this year. Steve Marshall's office says it's a governor's issue and DOC. DOC says it's a legislative issue. The legislation I've talked to, I don't leave the description of them out, but they don't seem to understand. They say it's the governor's. But, Scott, this is getting more and more out of control, and it's going to take somebody to hammer at your politicians that come on to find out why in the world we cannot stop crime being orchestrated out of our damn state prison systems on cell phones.
Yep.
No, you make a great point, Democrat Dale. I still can't believe that someone is not taking up that cause, and maybe we need to start talking about that every week, because as you just said, they're orchestrating, directing crime from the prisons. They're giving orders and directions from the prisons through the cell phones they're not supposed to have, and then we're not jamming the cell phones.
Yes.
And I don't care if they're going to be mad about it. I don't care in the slightest.
It's no reason. And it's also, I talked to some federal prosecutors. The same thing's going on in Tennessee and Georgia, and it's just baffling to all of us that's working out here, that's doing these cases. I'm defending them, and they're prosecuting them. And we're talking about everything from sex to child trafficking to drug sales to murders to tremendous amount of fraud. It just could be stopped. Just stop the cell phone's usage. But anyway, I love your show. I'm not always in a bad mood, but just calling you as a way to vent because y'all do try to make a difference.
Thank you. Thanks, Democrat Dale. We appreciate you, buddy.
That's the nicest bad mood ever.
He is. He's in a nicer bad mood than some of our callers in a good mood.
That was, yeah. I won't keep commenting.
Let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, welcome to the program.
It's the third half. One babe and Scott. And I'm always in a bad mood. I'm never happy nor pleased. You might get me up to salty at some points of time, but that's as good as it'll ever be, certainly living here in Alabama. Now, let's talk for a minute. You guys have been running this show for a year, and you're still putting together what signals with Sky are ready to go and who's button mashing which buttons when.
Yep.
You could almost say you are still under construction, just like the Roman Colosseum was in many, many years. It started out as a simple ring of seats around a sand pit. I was there. Had to provide them people with some good training. And then decent food and sandwiches. Next, they added stadium seating and even awnings you can bring over. After a couple decades, yep, we could flood that thing. It was awesome. As soon as they put the tunnels underneath, the flooding naval battles went away. It's simple water. You can't fill it when you're leaking out the bottom all the time. But I'll come back to the Romans in a minute. Number one other item. Nothing in this state's going to change until young men get involved. And I'm actually encouraged. There was a caller a moment ago. He sounded frustrated. He sounded like he was disappointed and maybe itching for a little bit of action for some justice or at least a government he could count on in this state to stop the injustice we are seeing every day. That gives me hope. There's young men starting to get motivated. Because as long as we have old men who are willing to profit off cheap labor, as long as we have old men who are willing to profit off cell phones you can still use in state prison, as long as we have old men who are still surprised by the idea that gambling might destroy families. Ooh, but if we make it legal, it'll all be good running the show down in Montgomery. We're always going to have these problems. Young men, get involved. Now, back to the Ides of March, and let's finish up the Roman thing. You want to do something good in your schools? Start teaching Western literature. It starts with the King James Version of the Bible. Not as a religious text. Teach it as something that's straight literature, because you're going to miss half the jokes in Shakespeare if you aren't singing the these and thous of your King James Version Psalms. The most important conversation in Julius Caesar, as given to us by the bard, was the cobbler in Act 1, Scene 1. There's a whole lot of mending of souls that needs to happen. And for me, it starts with coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Can't believe he was there when they were building the Coliseum.
He was there.
He's everywhere.
Man. I mean, he might have been there right after, like, the second phase of construction, but, I mean, he's not that old.
Can I tell y'all something that I started giggling about yesterday?
What'd you giggle about, Allison?
I giggled thinking about the day on spring break that we're gone and Lunchbox Bob and Red Top and Eric the Dog
They're
and Eric the Duck.
They're all going to do the show in Montgomery with Sky.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, you think that's funny, don't you?
It's going to be amazing.
He's going to want us back not pushing the buttons.
He's
right.
He's going to love us.
I'm walking a razor's edge already, man. Give me a month, okay?
There you go. Hey, we'll be back. Clark and Urbanite will be up.
out of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is sponsored and
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop. It's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-20.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With a frontal system approaching, we've got an increasing chance of rain and thunderstorms again today from time to time. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, especially this afternoon and this evening. Today's high in the upper 70s. The rain will end in the overnight hours tonight. Tonight's low 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are very small during the daytime hours. Saturday's high in the mid-70s. Then another round of scattered showers from time to time on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler by Monday. In fact, we could see some patchy frost late Monday night into early Tuesday with lows in the mid-30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the town of Alfreel rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Boys, men, they are just, God hardwired the ability to make like bomb sounds and gun sounds, and it sounds so good. I'm like,
well, I mean, Amy Beth has like the wimpiest one.
Her, yeah.
Some weird weapons that she's using. Let's get back out to your phone calls. Oh, by the way, the United States House of Representatives has launched a government-wide investigation into Chinese communist subversion of the U.S.
Now?
Yes, that's what I was saying. We waited till 2024.
They own all our farmland.
They own the president.
All of our pharmaceuticals. They own
they make our
food supply. Everything.
Well, better late than never, right?
We are such fakers.
We're such... What is the thing on the back? We're such weenuses.
Weenus smackers.
Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Allison.
Good morning, Clark.
So, before we get into TikTok and the Chinese, Scott, I sent you an article from the American Thinker on the discussion in the South Carolina House of Representatives. Did you get a chance to look at that?
I did. When did you send that?
I recently.
Sent it a little at 11:09. Oh, no, I did not.
You haven't read it yet, Scott?
I sent it on the 13th.
Oh. I'm glad it's not just me.
Allison, if you're in charge of Scott seeing news, I need your contact information. I'll send you stuff.
He doesn't even listen. Look, he's sitting right in front of me, and he's still not listening to me.
What did you say?
I'll tell you what, if you get a chance, it will take you 2 minutes during the break, and you're going to want to talk about that, and I don't want to talk about with you until you've watched it. So, on
TikTok, is this the legislator that had the scepter, the sword behind him? Like, what was that? In South Carolina, they have some golden sword.
I think it's a scepter.
The Democrat told him that given that commerce brought so much business to South Carolina, maybe he should consider not listening to his constituents and just going along with what commerce does. Watch the clip, Scott. You're going to want to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Now, TikTok.
Yes.
Remember the Patriot Act, Scott? Were we given assurances that that would not be used to weaponize our intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies against American citizens?
Yeah, I mean, the crazy conspiracy theorists were out there saying that that's what the Patriot Act would do, and we were told that the resources of the intelligence community would not be turned inward against United States citizens in the homeland.
Right.
Yes.
And who gets to be the arbiter of what is and isn't counter to government interests in this H.R. 7521? The DOJ.
Yeah.
The government. Now, you know, here's the thing. Reflexively, who could be against keeping the Chinese, those evil Oriental people, communists, from using TikTok to spread their commie agitprop on the internet? Besides, we've already got Google, Facebook, CNN, CBS, NBC, The Atlantic, et cetera, to do that. And they don't do it for the Chinese, or if they do, there's a couple layers of separation. So, you know, it's kind of the easiest way to get the foot in the door or the camel's nose under the tent with this thing, isn't it, Scott?
It absolutely is.
Now, who in Washington has ever been against China owning most of the major studios in Hollywood? Who's been against that?
Who has been against...
there?
What do you mean, the Chinese?
Yes. Who's been against it? Who in Washington has been against the Chinese owning vast portions of Hollywood?
Oh, I guess no one. They were fine with
that.
Nobody. Yeah.
They haven't had a problem with that. And like you say, now they're going to investigate. Somebody didn't get a check, Scott. That's what's happened here.
Okay.
I don't know who. And you know the only reason the Senate hadn't passed this yet?
Why?
I'll tell you the one reason they haven't passed it yet. You know why?
Why?
They haven't figured out how to monetize it to their gain.
Ooh. Well,
they figured that out and it's passed. It's passed.
Hmm. Well, the Uniparty is always worried about themselves, and if I thought they were really trying to save us from the information available on TikTok. Now, look, I've heard some other conspiracy theories. And if you look at TikTok over the past month or so, well, actually since sometime in October.
Beginning of October,
there have been a lot of people in the mainstream media bashing TikTok. And most of the bashing was because people were on TikTok defending or advocating on the side of the Palestinians. Now, right or wrong, either way, they do have still have a freedom of speech in this country. But it seems to me that seems to be the real rub that's out there. And you roll that into some of the things we've seen recently.
Wait. Where's the House resolution to ban Chuck Schumer then?
You're exactly right.
I just saw Chuck Schumer. Now, that's because they're desperately afraid of losing Michigan. But, Chuck Schumer didn't come out in defense of the Palestinians. He came out and said Netanyahu needs to let him have another election. Hey, can we suggest that on the radio right now? I suggest Joe Biden just let us hold a presidential election right now.
I'm with you on that, Clark.
Scott, y'all take care. Look at that clip. You're going to get all jazzed up about that.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Clark. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
And when you roll together, we've talked a lot about the term our democracy. Donald Trump, Alison Sinclair are threats to our democracy. The gentleman named Benz that was talking to Tucker Carlson, what was that episode?
Was it 75?
Yeah. He actually explained how they kind of came up with the our democracy, because I felt like I was one of the people saying very, very early years ago.
You were.
That our democracy doesn't mean the republic.
Right.
Doesn't mean the United States. Our democracy was, in my mind, was whatever they fundamentally transformed the country into. He says our democracy in the elitist minds is the democratic effort of reaching agreement among the different entities that actually rule us, whether it's the deep state and the intelligence community, whether it's the mainstream media, the handful of people that run the mainstream media, the handful of people who run the banking industry, the handful of people who run the tech oligarchies in this country, and their democracy, our democracy, is those groups, those entities deciding what's best for the rest of us.
So each of those groups gets a vote.
And when they agree on something,
yes.
Climate change is the threat to the world. We the people aren't ruling in our democracy. It is literally their democracy.
Right.
And he references some where they're like, oh, and we worked so hard to get to come to a consensus. I'm not in that. You're not in that. The voters aren't in that. And I thought, okay, that does make some sense.
It's the cabal in Time magazine that they're talking about that saved us from Donald Trump.
Yes.
Yep. Those people.
The democracy saved our democracy.
Yes.
From the people.
Ooh.
And he said, that's kind of the way it is in most places of the world. Urbanite will be up on the other side. We'll be back.
North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for rides.
2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. All kinds of stuff. In case you didn't know, the White House has said that they're still making inflation progress.
Oh, good.
It's rising.
We're almost there.
We're progressing upward.
The last 2 months had, quote, seasonality.
Mm-hmm.
It's the season's fault. Well, the headlines are great. Here's another one. Immigration will not lower inflation.
What?
You think immigration will not lower...
Jeez.
Well, but you know, that's part of the storyline, isn't it? Everything is cheaper. If we can just hire illegal laborers, things will get cheaper. How'd that go for house building when they pretty much became all the laborers on the new home construction a few years ago? Y'all remember? This is a question mark at the start, like it's Spanish. Y'all remember when houses were cheaper because we used cheaper labor, right? It was like, wow, I can't believe what I'm getting for this price.
I don't remember that, Scott.
Well, maybe it didn't happen. Maybe it was in another part of the country. Let's go to Urbanite. Urbanite, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget the drywall that killed us.
Oh. Gotta get that drywall. I mean, drywall is drywall, Urban. I mean, what could go wrong with drywall?
It was Chinese.
Just bring it in from China.
Not to get off the subject I was going to stick to from the original subject, but you notice that they're picking on the synthetic stone industry now, saying that it's poisoning the workers. And, you know, it poisons the worker when the worker doesn't follow OSHA guidelines and put a damn safety mask on. But anyway, it's about being a hypocrite. You guys who belong to really big churches, you ever wonder about your missionary group that go to different countries all over the place, and you expect the rest of us to give a crap when you get kidnapped or bothered?
Hey, look, Urbanite, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I said a long time ago, and I probably shouldn't have, but that's kind of the way I do it. There are times when I don't think I'm rich enough to be a good Christian.
I feel you, man. Hey, you know,
because I can't afford to go. You have to pay big money to go be a missionary.
Yeah,
okay, I'm willing to go to this poor place and help them build this church. But is somebody else paying? Because I'm going to use my time. And they're like, oh, no, that'll be $3,000. I'm like,
yeah.
What? Okay, anyway, anybody who's ever faced it knows what we're saying, Urbanite.
Worse, yeah, because we know they go to the nice, it's a vacation for most of them. But here's the deal. Do you believe that the State Department actually approves the stuff? I won't mention any names or groups, but I had an acquaintance who just got back from Ukraine. Now, you think the State Department would have that listed as a no-go zone, even though there are probably areas that there's nothing happening in its people, but when you consider the Russians and how the Russians do business of kidnapping and using people, don't you think you would make that area a no-go zone for America?
Yeah,
you would think. But what most of them do is they contact me, I contact Vlad, he tells us where the safe places are, and then we let them go there. That's what we do.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, though. I mean, we really need to get smarter. And the State Department needs an audit like you went with, because there is a rumor out there that the State Department uses more money than the Defense Department.
Huh. We'll have to look into that. Urbanite, you do not sound very merciful for these people who are wandering off to godforsaken, dangerous places and then want to be rescued.
Well, if someone's like yourself who's lived in Montgomery, you know how Montgomery is driving the rain, and it's a bit of a rainstorm right now.
Yeah.
I'm watching that myself and the other guy as I drive.
Uh-oh, he's distracted.
Thanks, Urbanite. Yeah. Appreciate you, buddy. You have a good weekend. Sam from Pike County, I can't do it. Papa B, we can't do it. Please save it. Write down a note. Write it down. Give us a call back next week. Yes, Allison.
But does that mean that there's not a war in Ukraine? Because, like, why would you let your people go to...
That's a good point. Well, there's parts where the Russians aren't messing with them, I guess. And it's kind of vacant because a lot of the men are dead. Hey, by the way, if y'all find a body, like somebody's... If you want to identify my body... Somehow I managed while playing in the fire over the weekend, burned the hair on my right arm is very short.
You didn't smell it?
It's very whiskery compared to the other side. Yeah.
I can see it from here.
It feels weird. Yeah. Well, it flamed up.
Looks like a girly arm. Yeah. Just half of it.
We'll see, y'all.